Well, there is a violin playing now as a fiddle that you can hear. Norman Blake playing violin and Peter Ostrushko playing guitar. But you're going to hear violins played in a different way coming up, because it's our pleasure to have seven violinists, I do believe, if I'm counting correctly, from Pittsburgh Music Academy. And you're going to hear some solo numbers from each of them, and then if we have time, we'll have a song from all of them together. And Charlotte is going to join us first, and we'll talk with Charlotte right after she plays. But first, we're going to take a listen. This is Charlotte. Nice tone. That was Charlotte Nielsen. And Charlotte, come over to the purple microphone so we can say hello to you. Just have a seat there. And Charlotte, you're five. How long have you been playing violin? You sounded really great. That's when you started. Come a little closer so I can hear you. Last year in April, you started playing. What do you like playing about the violin? You seem to like it, do you?
Yes.
Is there something that you especially enjoy?
No.
What grade are you in?
I'm not in a grade. I'm in kindergarten.
You're in kindergarten. That's what I thought. What are you doing in kindergarten now? Are you learning anything new?
No.
You must be. Are you reading or making art?
Yeah.
What kind of art are you into? Like, have you drawn anything or made anything lately? Nothing. Yeah. What did you make?
A bird.
What did you make it out of? That sounds very nice. What colors did you use?
We used blue.
Very nice. Bluebirds. Oh, I like that. Do you know the next violinist who's going to play? Do you know who that is?
Henry.
Henry? Do you want to introduce him? Just say, here's Henry. I'll do it. We can do it together. Ready? One, two, three. Here's Henry. Good job, Henry. Come over here and sit beside Charlotte. And Henry, I think, is 5 years old as well. It's Henry Stiglitz, and he goes to St. Bernard school, and I heard, I'm pretty sure I heard Good Tell Aunt Rhody is part of what you were playing. Is that correct?
Yes.
And tell me about violin playing and you. How long have you played, Henry?
Since I was 4.
And you're 5 now.
Yeah.
Are you also in kindergarten?
Yes.
And what are you making art now in kindergarten? I've been thinking a lot about art lately because of all the art out here.
Yeah. I have been doing learning how to read, sight words.
Excellent. Yeah. Have you learned any new words lately?
Yes.
Can you tell me one or two?
What will it?
What will and it?
Yes.
Those are good words. You use those words a lot. Thanks, Henry. Do you know the next violinist who's about to play? Do you know who this is?
This is Lyra.
Do you want to introduce her? You could just say, here is, and go ahead.
Here is Lyra.
Nicely done, Lyra. And why don't you have a seat right next to your brother, Henry? And I should have known you two would know each other because Lyra is Henry's older sister. And how old are you?
I am 7.
Oh, hang on. Let me say that again.
7.
7 years old. Where do you go to school?
I go to school at St. Bernard's.
So you two go together. Is it fun to have your little brother in school with you?
Yes.
How bad? What are you learning in school right now?
Right now in school, we are learning lots about art and science.
Huh? What have you learned about science lately?
We have learned that on Friday we learned about the ocean and about the shelves of it.
Oh, have you been to the ocean?
I've been to the beach before in the ocean.
Yes, so that must be neat to learn that way. How long have you played violin?
I've played violin since I was 4.
So you've got a lot of experience, and you must like it since you're mm-hmm. still doing it. Do you know the next person who's going to play? Do you know who that is?
Yes.
Would you like to introduce him?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Here is Wesley.
Thank you.
What an interesting piece. You can just step up to this red microphone right here, and we'll talk on that one. I know I don't think there's a chair there, but that's okay. You can stand and we'll hear you. How old are you?
8.
And that was a very, very challenging piece. Wesley, where do you go to school?
Shutters Valley Primary School.
It's very nice to meet you. And do you like that piece? Do you know the name of it?
It's Gavotte, and it's written by Gossick.
Yeah, and I like. Do you like the parts where you pluck the strings?
Yeah, it's really fun to do that.
Yeah, I think that's fun too. So, what are you doing in school lately? Anything special?
I've been learning in science. I've been doing art, gym, and right now there's a very special thing going on in gym. It's called Jump Rope for Heart. It's for the Heart Association. Basically, we get these forms that go home, and then we bring in money, and then they're like level 1, level 2, level 3. And so if you get level 1, you get the prize that comes with level 1. So you have to raise a certain amount of money to get the certain level. But the problem is you're not allowed to use your money. You have to get like your parents or your neighbor's money.
And how's that been for you? Are people sponsoring you? And
I haven't started yet, but I'm not really worried about it right now because I have this whole month
I think you'll do really well. And then is it to get to the different levels, is it how many times you're able to jump in a row? Or
no, you just, so like level 1, $5 to $10.
Oh,
and then like level 2 is 10 to 15, and it goes up like that.
And then you'll get a different prize based on the level.
And if you get level 2, not only do you just get level 2, you get level 1 also. So say you get level 6, you also get the prizes for level 5, level 4, level 3, level 2, and level 1.
I don't think you're going to have any trouble getting people to sponsor you because you're really well-spoken about this.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're excited about it. Wesley, Mudge, do you know who the next person is? Who's going to play? Would you like to introduce him?
Here's Ryan.
Nicely done. Come on over to the yellow microphone. It's easier to visualize those microphones. And by the way, I think I said Wesley Mudge. I meant to say Wesley Madge, right, Wesley? It's Madge. Sorry about that.
It's fine.
And let's say hello. Ryan's brother's going to play in a minute, but this is Ryan Frank. Ryan, what was the piece you just played?
Minuet by Bach.
And lean up a little bit. I can hear you better. Minuet by Bach. And you're how old?
8.
And I see you've got a Mount Lebanon Aqua Club shirt on. I gather you are a swimmer. Is that true?
Yes.
And do you have a best stroke?
Butterfly.
Oh, butterfly was always hard for me. You have to, did it take a while for you to learn how to do that well?
No.
No, I always found butterfly to be pretty tough. How long have you played violin?
Since I was 4.
And what grade are you in now?
3rd.
And anything special in school you want to highlight?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of folks don't know what people study in school anymore.
Well, in science, we're learning about chemicals and what the reactions are.
Ah, can you tell me about one? Because that's an area I'm very interested in.
No.
How about sodium? Have you learned about sodium and chloride?
No.
How about hydrogen or oxygen?
Mm.
No? Can you remember any names of chemicals? Water is hydrogen and oxygen. That's what made me think of it. Have you used vinegar at all?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. And like baking soda, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And citric acid.
Ah, where is citric acid found?
In the earth.
Right, and anything you drink?
Mm-hmm.
Like orange juice or lemonade?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Now, I know, I think you know our last soloist here. Do you know who that is?
Here's Connor.
Thank you.
That was Connor. And let's meet Connor, and then we're going to meet the instructor of the group. We're going to use this microphone right here, the one that is black in color. And it'll take us just a minute to get around. And then we're going to be talking with our big brother pair, representing big brothers, big sisters of Greater Pittsburgh today. Remington and Jeremiah will be with us in just a moment. Still to come, Sophie Gladhill, a 10-year-old singer-songwriter from Edgeworth Elementary. Connor, we'll take just a moment, and we'll get you all ready to go. We are now. Hello. How old are you?
10.
Whoop, hang on. That's, let's see, Gio, you want to try that again?
10.
There you are. That's better. I gave you a chance to rehearse your 10. Where do you go to school?
Mount Lebanon.
And what have you been learning lately that's interesting? I mean, if you had to pick something.
Science.
Science. What are you doing in science?
Energy, machines, and motion.
Do you know the types of energy?
Yes.
What are they? It's hard. There's like
chemical energy.
Yeah.
And thermal energy.
Right.
Electrical energy.
How about like this? And if it fell down, it starts with a P. If they're teaching it the same way I did, it has potential energy.
Potential energy.
Have you learned that? Maybe not. Kinetic energy, lots of different energy.
Yeah.
What do you think about solar power? Have you thought about solar power or windmills, anything like that?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think it's neat that people sort of found a way to use the natural resources that are around us and make them into stuff.
Yeah.
Like electricity that we usually just pollute the environment with.
Yeah, it'd be fun to see more developments in that too. How long have you played violin?
Since I was 4.
Well, you're doing a great job. Now, we're going to hear from your teacher in a moment, but before we do, I wanted to give you all a chance to give a shout-out to somebody if you would like to. Does anybody want to say hello to anybody that might be listening? Anybody at all?
My school music teacher, Mr. Cook.
Excellent, Mr. Cook. Anybody else want to acknowledge anybody or say a shout-out to anybody?
My brother would like to acknowledge Mr. Cook also.
Oh, what a good brother. What a good... But Brian, does that happen a lot? Is Connor your spokesbrother?
Sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes.
Well, let's turn to a spokesperson for the whole group here, and I'll let you introduce yourself and just tell us a little bit about these kids in our remaining moments.
Okay. Hi, my name is Jennifer Madge. I am the CEO of the Pittsburgh Music Academy and also a violin teacher.
Are you related to this Madge?
I am. He's my youngest son. My oldest son has come on a previous occasion, and they love coming, so we love that you have us to come and play and let them talk about how they love to play the violin and to say hello to their friends and family. It's a really great experience for the kids, so we appreciate it.
It's our pleasure to have all of you from Pittsburgh Music Academy, and we'll see you again soon.
You bet.
Thanks for being here. Is there anything else you want to say on behalf of your brother, Connor? I heard he's going to do all your chores this weekend.
No, not that.
Ryan, do you want to say anything on behalf of your brother?
No.
Remember, you're on the radio. Thank you.
I'd also like to give a shout out to like violin players in the Irish Festival, because they gave me the inspiration to play.
That's terrific. That was nice of you to do that.
The first time I saw them, I walked around the house playing music on paper towel rolls.
Like it was a violin, yeah. Right? Oh, that's great. Well, thank you all for being here.